We ask that everyone during the entire procession please remain at your places. It gives me a great deal of pleasure to announce that the Chag HaSmicha of Yeshivas Rabbeinu Yitzchak Elchanan, the Torah convocation honoring our musmochim of these past 7 years, is now begun. Entering the convocation area now and proceeding up the aisle will be our musmochim. Welcome and Yashar Koach to Musmochei Yeshivas Rabbeinu Yitzchak Elchanan. Thank you. now entering the convocation area, members of the Histadrus Musmochei Yeshivas Rabbeinu Yitzchak Elchanan, rabbinic alumni of Yeshiva. Faculty, Rebbeim of the Erna Michael College, James Stryer School of General Jewish Studies, and of the Yeshiva University High Schools, now entering the convocation area. Now entering the convocation area are members of the board of Yeshivas Rabbeinu Yitzchak Elchanan, led by Mr. and Mrs. Tannenbaum. The REITS board members are joined by members of the administration of the Yeshiva and of Yeshiva University. Ladies and gentlemen, the director of our yeshiva, Rabbi Zvulun Charlap, the president of the yeshiva, Dr. Norman Lamb, Morenu Harav Hagaon Yosef Dov Soloveitchik, Rosh HaYeshiva, followed by the Ramim and Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshivas Rabbeinu Yitzchak Elchanan.
When you're ready.
Ladies and gentlemen, we ask you to please remain standing for the national anthem. Gentlemen, please be seated. Please welcome the presiding chairman for this Torah convocation, Vice President for Student Affairs, Rabbi Israel Miller.
Kvod Nasi HaYeshiva, Rebbe Umari Harav Soloveitchik, Rashi HaYeshiva, Rabbanim Nichbadim, Kahal Nichbad. Bruchim habayim b'shem Hashem, beirachnuchem mibet Hashem. We welcome you to this Torah convocation, culminating a festive week in observance of the 80th anniversary of the Yeshivas Rabbeinu Yitzchak Ochanan, in honor of the 361 Talmidei Chachamim who have been crowned in the past 7 years by our Rashi Yeshiva with the proud and well-earned title Rav Umore Hara'ah B'Yisrael. It was noted at the celebration dinner on Thursday night, honoring the newly elected officers and members of the board of our Yeshiva of Reitz, and I would like to pay tribute to the newly elected board chairman, Mr. Charles Bentheim, to the chairman of the board, who previously occupied the position of chairman of the board of REITs, the Honorable Herbert Tenzer, to the chairman emeritus, Mr. Max Zetra, and to the honorary chairman of the board of trustees of Yeshiva University, Mr. Max Stern, to all of the members of both boards who are here. It was noted at that evening, and again this afternoon, by Mr. Bentheim, that the Mishnah speaks of Ben Shmonim Ligvura, the 80th year being indicative of strength. There are two Hebrew words for strength in our vocabulary, Gvura and Koach, and they are not synonymous. Our Rebbe, the Rav, once remarked that koach symbolizes physical strength, and gvura represents spiritual might. We recite in our brachos each morning, Hanosein la yo'ef koach, may God give the weary physical strength, but precede it with Ozer Yisrael Bigvura, may the Almighty gird Israel with spiritual might. Even as with an individual, an institution needs both physical sustenance, the wherewithal to exist and to grow. And this afternoon, we will pay special tribute to two honored guests, Mr. and Mrs. Tannenbaum, whose name now graces this building. But Koach is the means to the end, to the goal of Gvura, of spiritual strength. The strength symbolized by the heart of Yeshiva University. The administration is here of all of our schools, but they too recognize that the Gvura of Yeshivas Rabbeinu Yitzchak Elchanan, of its renowned Rashi Yeshiva, of the 360 and more musmachim we honor this day, the Gvura of the hundreds of Talmidim and those yet to come, that is the end, the goal toward which all of us strive, and indeed toward which this institution strives. The next bracha is Oter Yisrael B'Sifara. May God adorn all of Israel, indeed our yeshiva, with glory. It has been traditional for our yeshiva to conduct the Chag HaSmicha not as an annual commencement exercise for the awarding of degrees, but periodically, every few years, as a Torah event. This gathering is historic. It is 7 years since we last held a similar gathering, and this is the largest such event with the greatest number of musmachim in the history of Yeshivas Rabbeinu Yitzchak Elchanan, indeed, in the history of America. We have attempted to maintain tradition. The old-timers here will remember that Dr. Revel, Zichrono Levracha, had a favorite niggun, and it was Baruch Elokeinu Shebra'anu Lichvodo, and it was always played and sung at a Chag HaSmicha. It was the niggun that was played today as the musmachim and the procession entered this Lamport Auditorium. It was Dr. Revel Zal who conceived of Yeshiva College, of Torah Umada, of this campus in Washington Heights, and who presided over the first Chag HaSmicha in this auditorium some 50 years ago. We pay tribute to his memory. And we call to mind Dr. Belkin, Zichrono Levracha, who headed the yeshiva during the time that our musmachim studied in these sacred walls. His vision, his spirit, his dynamism, his personality, and his will shaped the growth in breadth and in depth of yeshiva. His signature appears on the cloth of most of our honorees today, even as it graces my cloth and that of our distinguished president, Dr. Lamb. We pay tribute to the memory of Dr. Samuel Belkin, Zichrono Levracha, V'chaye Olam Nata Besocheno. I have but one last word before I present our meaningful program. The greatness of Yeshivas Rabbeinu Yitzchak Elchanan can be perceived not only in statistics, not only in numbers, in the number of students or of rabbis who have received smicha, but in the fact that it has reproduced itself. Each of the speakers, our beloved and respected president, our administrators, our teachers, the rabbis who are on the program. Everyone who is on the program is himself a musmach of the yeshiva. What a glorious achievement. Torah has taken root in America. How proud we should be. It is in the spirit of that pride that I present for greetings the president of the rabbinic alumni of Yeshivas Rabbeinu Yitzchak Elchanan, Rav Max Schreier. Kvod Nasi HaYeshiva, Dr. Lamb, Kvod Mori Verebi, Hagoyen Rab Yosef Dov Soloveitchik Shlita, Kvod Mori Verebi, Rab David Lifshitz Shlita, Rashi HaYeshiva, my very esteemed colleagues and their families and distinguished guests and members of the boards of yeshiva, ladies and gentlemen, the oncoming this week of Parshas HaChodesh leads me to think that we today participate in a period of renewal, of strength, of an assured future. And I'm reminded of the well-known Gemara concerning which most of my colleagues have preached. Gemara in Menachos, Tana de Beir Rebbe Yishmael, Shlosha Devorim Hoya Koshim Lo Lemoshe, At Shehero Lo HaKodesh Baruch Hu Be'etzbo, Ve'eluhem, Menorah V'Rosh Chodesh U'Shrotzim, Menorah dichsiv, v'ze maaseh hamenorah. Rosh chodesh dichsiv, hachodesh hazeh lochem, rosh chodoshim. Shrotzim dichsiv, v'ze lochem hatomei. There are three things that puzzled our great teacher Moshe Rabbeinu. There were the shrotzim, those creeping animals of corrosion, the menorah, the symbol of enlightenment and of divine wisdom, and of course, the ability of renewal in the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. And each one was shown by God to Moshe. We are well aware in our time of the shrotzim, of our enemies, be they communists, be they Arabs, who threaten the future of our people in their own lands and in the land of Israel. We are aware of the creeping assimilation that threatens the very fabric of American Jewish life. And we are aware of the shrotzim of those creeping beings who misinterpret the authenticity of the Jewish tradition. And in order to overcome each and every one of these creeping sources of trouble, the Torah has served to us as the beacon of light, v'zeh maaseh hamenorah, the ability of our great Roshei HaYeshiva to implant within our hearts and our minds the feeling that if we devote ourselves and our lives to Torah, that we can overcome all of the enemies of our people here and in Israel and throughout the world. This remains with us a conviction. This remains with us the passion of our lives. And it is through this that we will, Amirza Hashem, achieve increasingly, HaChodesh HaZeh Lochem, a period of renewal. We congratulate the Roshei HaYeshiva for having given to us those wells of wisdom that have sustained us in all moments of our lives. We congratulate the Mutzmochei HaYeshiva that today enter upon a period of renewed vigor in their various pursuits. And we hope and pray that all of us may yet witness that from our yeshiva will go forth the true Torah leadership that is needed to revive the spirit of Jewish life in our land. This is the true significance of this day. May we all witness to see its blessed results. Amen. As I present for the address for his first Chag HaSmicha as president of Yeshivas Rabbeinu Yitzchak Yochanan and of Yeshiva University, Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Norman Lam, as I present him, I know that I am calling upon him with the bracha which is within your hearts as it is within ours, that he will preside over many, many Chagei Smicha and Torah convocations in success in all of his endeavors, and that indeed the words with which we opened our Chag HaSmicha, this Torah convocation, will be those that will always echo in his ears and in his spirit, for that which he will do will be Lahagdil Torah Ulaha Adira. Rabbi Harav Norman Lam.
Kvod Mori Varabi Harav Soloveitchik, Kvod Mori Varabi Harav Lishit, Kvod Avi Mori, distinguished Rosh HaYeshiva, members of the board, fellow Musmachim, their families, ladies and gentlemen. This celebration of the Smicha of 361 Rabbanim over the past 7 years is not only a historic occasion for the American and Israeli Jewish community, but also an event that I find personally moving. For it was exactly 25 years ago this month that I was where you are, there in the audience, attending my own Chag HaSmicha. At that time, the main speaker was our mutual Rebbe, our master and our teacher, Rav Yoshe Ber Soloveitchik Shlita. I regret that his physical condition has made it impossible for him to accept the invitation to address us this afternoon. On behalf of all of you, I wish him continued improvement in his health and undiminished strength ad mea v'esrim shana, so that he may be able to derive endless nachas from the generations of students he has trained and from the hundreds of talmidim who will yet have the privilege of coming under his influence. I cannot let this occasion pass without doing what Rabbi Miller did, and that is offering a word of heartfelt tribute to the memory of my great teacher and distinguished predecessor, whose whole life was intertwined with the destiny of Yeshiva University, and whose magnificent achievements on behalf of Torah will be felt and appreciated for generations to come. The late and much lamented Hagoyen of Shmuel Belkin, Dr. Belkin, Zechrono Livracha. His spirit is here with us as we celebrate this first Chag HaSmicha since his demise. Our Musmachim can be divided into two groups. those who have used their education in some form of communal service, whether as leaders of congregations in chinuch, in Jewish social work, in the chaplaincy, in Hillel, executives of Jewish organizations. The other group is those who study Torah and attain sufficient eminence to receive smicha, but who elected to devote their careers to other endeavors, whether in the professions or in business. I would like to direct my remarks first to the second group and then to the first. For a young man deliberately and with forethought to choose to take 3 years out from his career in order to study Torah and then not make use of it, but instead to go into business or professions, is a most remarkable and admirable phenomenon. Such musmachim pride themselves upon having studied Torah lishma, and indeed, that pride is justifiable. In how many other disciplines in this great country do you find young people, very few of whom are independently wealthy, who are ready to do likewise? How many students go for their PhDs in math or anthropology or biochemistry or sociology or history with full advanced knowledge that they are not going to make any worldly use of it? This phenomenon of non-practicing rabbis is a tribute to the spiritual vigor of our young people, to the powerful inspirational influence of our Rashi Yeshiva, and to the essentially transcendent attractiveness of Talmud Torah Lishma. And yet, I would like to offer a few words of caution. Do not assume, I beg you, that because the young man who sat on the table next to yours in the Bis Medrash has decided to accept a pulpit or to teach in a yeshiva, that he was not studying Torah Lishma. This facile assumption that using one's Torah learning for the spiritual improvement of Klal Yisrael somehow disqualifies all one's Torah learning and condemns it to the status of Shelo Lishma is simplistic, erroneous, and dangerous. This is not the place to elaborate upon this problem. But I assure you, as one who has devoted some time to the exploration of the subject, that this theory or assumption is wrong both historically and halakhically. Even more, one who resorts to arrogance or superciliousness against the Rav and flaunts his own supposedly selfless Torah learning as proof of his super piety is guilty, according to Chazal, of the most heinous form of Shelo Lishma, which Chazal termed Halomed al Naslakante. It would be a disaster, therefore, for you who are non-practicing rabbis ever to look with disdain upon those who are practicing rabbis or teachers. On the contrary, they need your help, your assistance, and your support. When the Torah tells us of the first smicha that was ever given, that by Moshe to Yehoshua, we read as well of a relationship that is to be established between Yehoshua and Elozar HaKohen. V'lifnei Elozar HaKohen Yamod. Joshua shall stand before Elozar HaKohen. Now Elozar HaKohen himself had but recently received a kind of ordination, a kind of priestly smicha, a chinuch l'kohuna. Yehoshua was in a sense a non-practicing rabbi. He was great in Torah. The Gemara Menachos tells us that the Rabbanu Shel Olam gave him a special bracha because Chavivim Alecha Divrei Torah B'Yosef. Yet, most of his time was taken with the practical affairs of state, with running a government and administration and military campaigns, with the business of a national leader. Yehoshua, the rabbis tell us, had to be Mevatel Torah V'Tomid B'Pnei HaMelchamos. Elozar, however, was a man who devoted all his time to direct Avodat Hashem. His rabbinate, so-called, was one of full-time commitment exclusively to Avodat Hashem. And the Sifrei comments on the pasuk just quoted that Yehoshua must stand before Elozar, Shehaya Yehoshua tzarich le'Elozar, ve'Elozar tzarich le'Yehoshua. Each needed the other. The Joshuas and the Elozars of Jewish life need each other, and one cannot possibly function without the other. So you may be busy with your own businesses and preoccupied with your own professions, but the obligations laid upon you when you receive smicha from this yeshiva and from your Rashi Yeshiva are such that you must now work together with your colleagues who bear the special responsibility of leading the Jewish community and cooperate and coordinate with them the efforts
of Harbosas HaTorah LaHagdil Torah LaHadira. If you really want to prove that your Torah learning at yeshiva and your Torah learning thereafter has been and is in accordance with the highest demands of Torah Lishma, then I humbly suggest that you do the following. To begin with, use your Torah to help teach others, to be Melamed Torah, whether young people or old people or your own contemporaries. And do so not by isolating yourself from the large community and trying to be a big fish in a small pond, but become the agents and the ambassadors of Torah study throughout the wide community, even while you keep up your own learning. Let your Rav know that you are ready and willing to help him and support him. Do not desist from the efforts as Balabatim to build more and more day schools and especially high schools throughout the country and to improve those that already exist. Become the leaders for tzedakah campaigns in your communities. Let it never be said that so-called ex-rabbis are not as generous as their peers and contemporaries in business, or even as those who remained in the Rabbanis. And in this respect, do not forget your obligations to your own yeshiva, Yeshivas Rabbeinu Yitzchak Elkanan. Moreover, may I be bold enough to suggest something else, that with your increased activity on behalf of Torah and the Jewish community, you consider whether you might not want to give up your well-earned right to use the title rabbi in the course of your daily life. I do not see the relevance of the title rabbi if you are involved in the business of manufacturing garments or trading in the diamond markets or refining chemicals or selling insurance. Surely, our community has suffered too much these past years from people in various businesses and industries who got into trouble and were held up to public censure, and who, because they insisted upon using the title rabbi, allowed the opprobrium to sully the name of orthodoxy and create a chilul Hashem. Moreover, the demands of Torah Lishma in this case would require that you voluntarily relinquish the honorific title in order to prove to yourselves that the learning was not meant for amassing personal honor and glory. Yes, allow yourself to be called up to the Torah as Harav. It's a good way to remind you that you still must do more Talmud Torah than others. Use the title if and when you are involved in some area of Malachas or Avodas HaKodesh, but not otherwise. And most important, speaking of your contributions to Harbasas HaTorah, you must recognize, Rabosai, that smicha in the context of our days implies not only, as it was known in years gone by, as a heta harah, but today it must be a chiyuv harah. The problems of changing Jewish neighborhoods with islands of many communities which cannot afford rabbis and teachers. There may be new neighborhoods where the Orthodox community is just beginning. There may be an urban community from which most Jews have moved out, leaving only a handful of elderly Jews who huddle together in the cavernous remains of what once was a great shul, who need the solace, the comfort, the teaching, the inspiration of a rav which they cannot afford. There may be groups of young people from non-Orthodox synagogues who are genuine searchers who need someone of Torah commitment and learning to introduce them to the world of Torah, but may be sensitive about approaching the official rav of an Orthodox synagogue. In all these cases and many more, working evenings or Sundays which are busim or yom tovim, you have not only the opportunity, but the moral obligation by dint of your smicha to become marbitzei Torah in your various communities. Speaking on behalf of your Rosh Yeshiva, I know that you will not disappoint us. On the contrary, you will be for us a great source of pride. Indeed, it is because of the brilliant record established by so many graduates of our yeshiva who are lay Talmidei Chachamim that we are launching the new program of Chaver, making it possible for many more young men who cannot or will not go for smicha to continue their Torah learning at least for one full year after their college education, and continuing a program of learning throughout their graduate education in order to be able to receive the title of chaver and thereby continue Torah learning, and for them as well to accept these special obligations. I now wish to turn to those of you who are professionally involved in Malachas HaKodesh. As one who has been deeply immersed in this activity for 25 years, I think I understand some of the problems you face. And I specifically address myself to the internal psychological tensions that afflict a rav. Tensions that could become a source of great creativity, but also are reasons for great anguish and moral torment. If there is one clearly identifiable mood that looms above all others as a threat to the effectiveness and happiness and sometimes even sanity of a committed rav in this last quarter of the century, it is frustration. There is nothing quite as noxiously potent as frustration in defeating a rabbi, in robbing him of his inspiration, his ability to function, his idealism. And I can think of no better paradigm of this dangerous defeatism than the story of Eliyahu Anovi in Malachim Aleph Perik Yutes. Jezebel, the evil queen Izebel, swears that she will kill the prophet. Eliyahu retreats to the desert to think. He sits under a tree and he gives up. Vayishal es nafshoy lamus, vayomer ravato Hashem, kach nafshi, ki lo tov anochi me'avosai. Take my life. I have failed even as my predecessors have. A spiritual leader who is prevented from leading spiritually sees no point to life. Emptiness is a fate worse than death. His audience has evaporated. His admonitions fall on deaf ears. His miraculous achievements fail to impress these obdurate Jews, and now they want to kill him. Well, let them. His pathetic mission is stillborn. He is a frustrated and defeated and a desperate man, and he might as well resign and give up the ghost. But the Rabbono Shel Olam will not accommodate Eliyahu. An angel feeds him and sends him on a 40-day and 40-night trek to Har Chorev. Eliyahu sleeps in a cave, and the Dvar Hashem comes to him and inquires, Malacha po Eliyahu, what are you doing here? His pathetic plaint is poured out, and the gall and the bitterness still affect us across the centuries. Vayomer kano kinesi l'Hashem tzvagos, ki ozvu brischa b'nei Yisrael, es mizbechosecha harasu, ve'es neviyecha hargu b'chorev, v'ivaseir ani levadi, v'yevakshu es nafshi l'kachta. I was zealous for the Rabbono Shel Olam, but Am Yisrael abandoned the covenant, they destroyed the mizbechos, the altars, they killed with the sword the prophets, I remain alone, and now they want to take my soul. And then Eliyahu is exposed to that most famous of all spectacles. A storm is let loose. The mighty winds break the very rocks. But lo baruach Hashem. There comes an earthquake and then fire. But lo barash Hashem, lo ba'ish Hashem. And after this, he hears cold demama daka, the sound of gentle stillness. And he wraps his mantle about his face. And God repeats the question, Malacha po Eliyahu. But Eliyahu is not moved. He repeats the same answer. He reiterates the same impatience and disappointments with the children of Israel. At this, the Rabbono Shel Olam orders the Navi to go back to Damascus and get on with his business. What a strange scene, even a mysterious one, that leaves us full of questions. And yet, a rabbi can identify with it. Those of you who have been in the practical rabbinate long enough can no doubt